Lesson 29. Jehovah chose Joshua. After leading the nation of Israel for many years, Moses was near the end of his life. Jehovah told him, "You are not the one who will bring the Israelites into the promised land, but I will let you see the land." Moses then asked Jehovah to choose a new leader to take care of the people. Jehovah said to him, "Go to Joshua and tell him that he is the one." Moses told the nation that he would die soon, and that Jehovah had chosen Joshua as the one to lead them into the promised land. Moses then said to Joshua, "Do not be afraid. Jehovah will help you." Soon after that, Moses went to the top of Mount Nebo, where Jehovah showed him the land that he had promised to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Moses was 120 years old when he died. Jehovah told Joshua, "Cross the Jordan River and go into Canaan. I will help you, just as I helped Moses. Make sure that you read my law every day. Do not be afraid. Be brave. Go and do what I have commanded you to do." Joshua sent 2 spies to the city of Jericho. In the next story, we will learn more about what happened there. When they returned, they reported that it was a good time to go into Canaan. The next day, Joshua told the nation to pack up the camp. Then, he sent the priests who were carrying the Ark of the Covenant on ahead to the Jordan River. The river was flooding, but as soon as the feet of the priests touched the water, the river stopped flowing, and the water drained away. The priests walked to the middle of the riverbed and stood there while the whole nation of Israel crossed to the other side. Do you think that this miracle reminded them of what Jehovah had done at the Red Sea? Finally, after all those years, the Israelites were in the promised land. They could build houses and cities. They could plant fields, vineyards, and orchards. It was a land flowing with milk and honey. Jehovah will always lead you and satisfy you even in a parched land. Isaiah 58:11. Questions. Who led the Israelites after Moses died? What happened at the Jordan River? Numbers 27:12-23, Deuteronomy 31:1-8, and 34:1-12, and Joshua 1:1-3:17.